Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Beecham. I am co-hostless today. My co-host, Dalian, is not going to be able to join us for the next several episodes, but have no fear, I am here. And we'll try and wing this alone. I'll talk to the little Yoda statue in front of me and see if maybe if I talk to him enough, he'll start talking back. Okay, maybe that's a little too far, but let's see. Let's get right in, since I don't have a Dalian to ask how he's doing today. What I want to talk about today is failure, because this is something that I've had a lot of experience with, as I'm sure most of you listening have. Failure is such a huge, huge part of everyone's life to some degree, even if it doesn't appear so on the surface. I mean, so often we see people who appear so lucky and successful. And of course, in the Facebook age, social network age, it is even easier for things to appear that way, where people are just posting their glossiest photo or their highlight moment of the month or year or week. And so we can look at that and kind of watch someone else's life and think, wow, their life is so much better than mine. And what am I doing wrong? And what's wrong with me? And all these sorts of thoughts always come into play. And, I think it's exacerbated with the whole social networking, that whole world, the whole Facebook world. It definitely can kind of put forth a image that's not necessarily the whole picture. And so I want to talk about the whole picture. As always, I want to dig in and really explore what's going on and how do we shift our perspective to create success. And what is success? Happiness. So being at peace even more than happy. You don't always have to be happy, but you do want to be at peace with what is, right? And I think that's a big differentiation in itself, peace, being at peace versus being happy, because you're not always going to feel blissed out, happy about whatever's going on in your life, but you can choose to be at peace with whatever's going on in your life. So something to definitely think about and consider, and consider the difference there, because there is definitely a difference and an important one. We resist the idea of being unhappy or not liking a situation, like there's something wrong. We're supposed to love it all. And it doesn't mean you've got to, you don't resist it. Resistance is where the problems really, really come in. But anyway, there I go, getting off on somewhat of a tangent, but it's all relevant. It is all about, keeping all these different ideas in the front and center of our consciousness, right? Right. Right, Yoda? Right. Right.
Okay, that wasn't Yoda. You got me. It was me. Okay. Oh, man. Let's see. So I have some quotes that I want to talk about here for a few minutes. And there's several of them. I was, you know, once again, on this topic of failure, getting sort of back to that. There's so many good perspectives out there. And let's just share a few. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is a part of success. And wow, what a difference that makes, right? When you start thinking, I'm a failure, I failed, I can't do it. And you start saying, oh, wow, I failed. What a success, right? That's a huge, huge difference. I mean, you know, it makes me think of one that I've often said, and I don't know, I'm not sure who made that quote. Or this one, you only lose when you quit. How often do you have failure and then you throw in the towel? How many people will fail and quit, fail and quit, fail and quit, and then they settle? Well, what is settling? Settling is resigning to something that you really don't want for your life. And it's giving up. It's throwing in the towel. And, you know, there's the I think it's a Chinese proverb. Fall down seven times, get up eight. There's another, you know, another great, great perspective. You've got to continue to find that inspiration. You've got to believe. And once you can integrate into your consciousness that, you know, failure is a part of success, huge, huge transition for you, because it's no longer this, you know, I'm a loser. I can't do it. I'm not as good as the rest kind of mentality, which so many people adopt, which is so, so sad. And of course, as a result, they get what they think, right? They settle, they quit. And I'll tell you, for me, I will never, ever stop working towards dreams and goals and, you know, having believing in magic, believing that I can create, you know, incredible things and attract incredible things into my life. No matter how many times I've been knocked down so many times. Many of you guys have heard of my own, you know, big knockdown in the last year. It was probably the most difficult one that I've ever experienced. And I am as optimistic at this moment as I've ever been about my professional future after, you know, having such a very, very difficult experience. So that is the difference between a winner and a loser, in my opinion. I'm winning right now just by the attitude I'm winning. It doesn't matter any physical success or monetary success or any of those things. Those are just reflections, right? Those are reflections of our internal state. And that's the beautiful thing, is you all have the control. You all have the ability within you to be successful right now with the right perspective and attitude. You know, Henry Ford said, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. You never really fail. You either win or you learn. You grow, you win, you grow, you learn. It just never, it's all part of this same thing. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. That's Winston Churchill. And that one I really, really relate to, because you know, I've been able to be sort of the eternal optimist my whole life. And that's probably served me more than almost anything about my personality, is that enthusiasm, that excitement. And, you know, the path is find your highest excitement. What is that thing that gets you really, really excited? Well, guess what? That is showing you the way that you're supposed to go. That is showing you the way that you're supposed to lead. And what happens so often is that high excitement comes up and then this other voice comes in. Yeah, but be realistic and you got to do this and that. And, you know, and so we never follow that excitement to the next step and then to the next step. And what I truly believe a huge part of being spiritually minded, spiritually in touch with your higher self, in touch with your highest potential is faith, is finding the faith to take the step, to follow that feeling, not knowing exactly what comes after that. You know, we're at step one. I have this feeling, it feels really good and I want to follow it. Okay. But I can't see step 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, but you keep going anyway, because you believe that's how the universe works. It works in such a way that if you follow that highest feeling with faith and with the right intention and with enthusiasm, that's the energy that makes the magic. That's the energy that makes things come alive, not this fearful settling into a mundane life to maintain the status quo so I can continue to pay for the car that gets me to work that then gets me back home so that I can go the next day and pay for the, you know, it just is this never-ending cycle of dissatisfaction and mundane existence for so many people because they're not willing to put themselves all out on the edge. You've got to be willing to put yourself out there. You've got to find that faith. And what I'd like to do now is take, it's a very short little video clip. And this is, you guys are familiar with the women's wear company Spanx. This is the CEO of Spanx, Sarah Blakely, founder and CEO. And so she took a few thousand dollar investment and turned it into $1 billion. She's a billionaire. And let's hear what her perspective is on failure.
Growing up, my father used to ask my brother and me what we had failed at the dinner table, which was so interesting, and he'd celebrate it, and he'd actually be disappointed if I didn't have something that I failed at that week. So I can remember saying, Dad, I tried out for this, and I was horrible, and he would actually high-five me and say, congratulations, way to go. And what it did was just reframe my definition of failure. Failure for me became not trying versus the outcome. So many people don't take risks for fear of failure. They don't start the business. They don't go create the art they want to create, or they don't go try out to be in the play or whatever it is for the fear of failure. And once you redefine that for yourself and realize the failure is just not trying, then life opens up to you in many ways. And I would also, my dad would encourage me anytime something didn't go the way I expected it to, or maybe I got embarrassed by a situation, to write down where the hidden gifts were and what I got out of it. And I started realizing in everything there was some amazing nugget that I wouldn't have wanted to pass up. At Spanx, to encourage people to fail, I'm bringing up my failures in front of the team often. So I will stand up and I call them the oops of Spanx. Some of them are the oops throughout the history of Spanx. Some of them can be recent oops that I did, but I'm always openly talking about it. If you're gonna have a oops, part of the beauty of it is twofold. If there's a failure quote or an oops in your life, if you learn from it and if you can laugh about it, then it's all worth it.
So yeah, there you have it. I mean, from someone who has, achieved something as far as monetary success. And once again, that's just one area of success. That's not the ultimate success. It's just one reflection and one way for those who are entrepreneurial minded. That's not necessarily you. Maybe you're not entrepreneurial minded. Don't think that you have to become the billionaire in order to be, successful. That's not at all true. Success is what? Being at peace with what is. Finding the beauty in the moment, wherever you are, loving it, opening yourself to it, moving through anything you don't want by accepting it and loving it fully. That is the only path. And what she talked about here was, she said, you know, failure for me became not trying. It wasn't about the outcome. It became not trying. And what a beautiful story. I mean, what a fortunate, parent that I would say she chose before incarnating in the physical dimension, someone who would ask her about her failures in detail and, you know, want to know all about them every day. Forget about the successes. Forget about any of that. Let's celebrate failure. High five when you were really flubbing something up. What a cool perspective to give to your child. I just absolutely love it's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And we can see the outcome. You know, look at what she did. She didn't know, now she got into to become a billionaire. I mean, that takes a lot of it definitely takes some doing. And, you know, as an entrepreneur myself who's had, you know, some level of significant success, the amount of failure she must have reached to get to that point. I mean, over and over and over again. But instead of resisting it, she embraced it, right? You know, she did. That was what was trained in her brain from childhood. And that's exactly what she needed to get where she was. If she had met all those failures and just been devastated and defeated and devastated and defeated, well, she would have quit. She would have thrown in the towel. So you know, one thing with fear, and of course she talks about fear getting in the way, you know, fear, face everything and rise, or forget everything and run. So many people forget everything and run. They run all the time from whatever it is that's in the way, you know, that I can't, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills if I follow this wonderful feeling of where my soul would come alive to be my highest self. I don't know. I can't see step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I need security. Guess what? Security's a joke. There's no such thing. If you think you're secure, you're fooling yourself. You know, Osho, one of my favorite teachers, said, security is death. Not knowing is where the magic happens. And insecurity is where all possibility comes alive. And if you embrace that uncertainty, because any security you have is really an illusion to begin with. So let's just get over that lie. Anything could happen at any minute that totally takes your security and turns it on its head. So own that. And now what will you do? If you're already insecure, what would you do? Right. And another for fear, you know, you have face everything and rise, or forget everything and run. Another, way it said, false emotions appearing real, right? You're just making up ideas about what is right or wrong, or, you know, what is bad that can happen. What are, you know, once again, in the moment you're thinking about fear, everything is fine, right? It's a projection. You're making it up. Let's be aware. Let's become aware of doing this. Let's become aware of this fearful thought that is going on inside, and I happens to me, you know, it's something that I really, really am facing. I am determined to continue to face my fears, and I encourage you all to do the same. This is the path that's going to lead you to where you really want to be. I think of I had a girl at my house not too long ago. I did an interview with Anita Wing Lee, and she brought a friend with her. She stopped by. She was in my area and stopped by, and I can't remember the girl's name. Really nice girl. And we got talking, and she started sharing her near-death experience story with me. And it was really, really beautiful, really impactful. She was swimming a great distance, and all of a sudden fear overtook her body. Just absolutely paralyzed her. And of course, where did that lead? Well, she started sinking. She started drowning, and the boat was way too far away. And she was, you know, just kind of stuck, you know, a couple hundred yards away by herself, and under she went, lost consciousness. Next thing she knows, she was with a voice, some entity was there. She was, you know, no longer in the water. She was somewhere else. And this voice was saying to her, well, you've achieved everything you wanted, right? You did it all. You faced your fears and, you know, kind of almost in a snide way, like, yeah, you did it all, right? Right. You're done. You faced, you overcame everything, and you lived your life to the fullest. Right. And it almost like kind of prodding her, like, you know, like, no, really, you didn't. But it really stuck with me, her telling this. And of course, you know, her story went on, and she ended up like coming back, and something pulled her up out of the water, and she survived and here to tell the story. And but what really sinks in with me in that little bit of her story is I know that's what's going to happen when we all pass. First thing is we're going to look at, did we face our fears? Did we go for it all? Did we put ourselves completely out on the edge, not knowing what'll come next? Embracing that it may be first difficult steps. That's okay, because I trust I'm following my highest calling. I'm following my highest pull. I am being bold. I am living to the fullest. No more of this settling for this mediocre nonsense of a life. I'm going to take it as far and as wide and as grand vision as I possibly can. And I think that's the first thing. We're all going to hear that voice, whether it's coming from outside of ourselves or inside of ourselves or wherever the heck it's coming from. What, you know, you lived your life to the fullest, right? You took all the chances, right? You got up an eighth time after getting knocked down 7, right? Right? You don't want to get those questions at the end of your life. I think that's the biggest regret that probably happens to souls when they cross, is they're answering those questions in a way that doesn't feel good. No, I settled for fear. I was scared to be my highest and grandest self. And then probably they get a vision of what it would have been like had they been their highest and grandest self, because on some other channel, some other, you know, parallel reality, the a part of himself played that out. This is my speculation, of course, but you guys heard it here, so you can all check it out when we cross many, many moons from now and see if I'm right. But I really believe that's how it's going to go. So think, you know, live with that now. Think about that now. When I cross, will I be really satisfied with how bold I was living my life? Guys, this is just a dream. Be bold in the dream. Don't make a boring dream. You can't get it wrong. The only way you can get it wrong is by making a yawn-worthy dream. Be your highest self. And once again, that doesn't mean you got to be the billionaire or famous or any of those things. It could be the picture-perfect, you know, family that you want. Or, you know, there's so many ways to achieve happiness and peace and success, and only you know what that is for you. So don't certainly get caught up comparing what it means, you know, for me with you or with some other person with you, because we're all completely unique souls, completely unique beings. So she started, of course, listening to her talk, she started writing down where the hidden gifts were with her failures. Wow. Beautiful. I talk about that all the time. It's that lump of coal is never a lump of coal. It's a diamond once you start looking at it from the right angle and start examining your failures. What did you learn from it? Where are the gifts? Embracing vulnerability. She talked about getting in front of all her employees and talking about all her failures, her oopses. Embracing vulnerability is the most beautiful thing there is. It's something that I'm really working on doing on this show, exposing every part of myself, not just this glossy image of, you know, I could paint a picture that's really, really glossy if I wanted to. And I see so many people out there that do. And it's just not the full story. So I want to show every little bit. Just, you know, expose yourself, be willing to put it all on the line, open your heart fully. It's so important to becoming the, you know, next greatest and grandest version of yourself. Embrace vulnerability. And, as she said, if you learn or laugh from whatever failure, it's all worth it. Well, guys, that gets down to it for today. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, I love you all. I so honor and appreciate your willingness to take this journey with me and really push yourself to the edge to become your next greatest and grandest version of yourself. And thank you for allowing me to do the same here in a public format with you all. It truly means the world to share this with you all. I'm going to leave you with a bit of a song that I think is inspiring and in line with today's conversation talk. It is Jonesy, Go Do. Go do it, guys. Go do it.
Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
Sweet to the core.